2. History. Listen to a discussion in a history class.
Today I want to talk about how the first people came to America. Since the 1930s, it has been believed that the first people to come into the Americas came across the Bering Strait, the small area between Russia and Alaska, about 12,500 years ago. It was during the Ice Age. At that time, there was a small land bridge connecting the two continents. Later, after the ice melted and the oceans rose, this land bridge was covered with water. Yet, despite the popularity of this theory, there are some problems with it. We'll discuss these problems today and then go over some alternative theories of how people could have entered the Americas. Yes, Dana, did you have a question?
Well, no. I just wanted to comment that I heard of a theory where Asians actually came to America by boat. I'm not sure if that's true or not.
I've heard of that too. It's thought that they sailed to South America.
You're both correct. Let me backtrack a little. See, people began to suspect that the Bering Strait theory wasn't entirely accurate when sites were discovered in North and South America. These sites predated the time when the migration across the Bering Strait was said to occur, which, as I said, was about 12,500 years ago. So that's one piece of evidence. Then scientists found something even more surprising. They found that some of the sites in South America were earlier than the sites in North America. Scientists estimate that at one particular site, in Monteverde, Chile, humans may have been there as early as 33,000 years ago. You know what this means?
That the first people came to South America, not to North America.
Exactly. Now, if the first people had come across the Bering Strait, then the earliest settlements should have been in North America.
So, does that mean the Bering Strait theory is wrong?
Actually, it doesn't. See, there is still lots of evidence that suggests that a large migration of people crossed over the Bering Strait 12,500 years ago. What this alternative theory shows is that the earliest people in America probably weren't those that crossed the Bering Strait.
1. What is the lecture mainly about? Two. Why is the Bering Strait land bridge no longer around? Three. What is the main topic of the lecture? Four. According to the professor, how did the first people come to the Americas? Five. What does the professor say about the Bering Strait land bridge?